right. The East End Report, sponsored by Eastport's Triangle Pub. Strong 30 years in its current ownership. And it's a great friendly environment beyond. Family-owned and operated. All returning for the nightly dinner and taproom specials. NFL, they got everything. Full menu. Best seafood. Eastport's Triangle Pub. All right. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. DePiro. Robert, how are you?
Jay, good morning. A little bit on the edgy side this morning with your material going and talking about being Joker, about having your movie food.
Nate, let me ask you, you're not going to go see the Joker?
I will only put it this way. Did you ever see the beginning of the Leslie Nielsen great TV series? Only 6 episodes before ABC abruptly made a mistake and cut it short. At the very beginning, it's Lincoln is seeing the play, and My American Cousin, and it says starring Leslie Nielsen, and it always says, and Rex Hamilton as Abraham Lincoln, and then Lincoln gets up out of his booth after he hears the noise and then returns the volley, shall we say. That's the only way I would go.
All righty. I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Don't tell me you picked the Rays over the Astros. Rob's so proud after the Rays tied up that series at 2 apiece, and then they laid the golden egg last night. I tell you, it was all Astros last night. Yankees and Astros. Here we go.
Yeah, that game was over almost quickly as the Cardinals game the other night. Hey, I just read something in the New York Daily News. The baseball seemed to have been quieted down. There's a physicist who swears that the baseballs have changed in September. They're no longer flying out of the ballpark. Now, my question to you, Mr. Oliver, is does this hurt the Yankees, who have kind of lived by the home run during the regular season, and now that the ball seems to hold up and not go out of the park and stays in the air longer, does that help the Astros with their pitching?
Howie Kendrick's grand slam in L.A. the other day, that was almost a check swing and went over the right center field fence. So it remains to be seen.
Let's see
what happens. I don't think for the sake of the game, they must go back to the old baseball, please. The home runs are getting ridiculous. You know, Twins hit 307. I don't know how many they hit in the – they only hit one, a couple maybe in the divisional round, but we'll check it out. All right, let's get to some stories.
Yes.
The McMorris trial, Murphy and the jury selection, they're having a tough time. Partiality here. They're going to have to change the venue. Without question. I know they said no, but they're going to have to because the publicity in this thing is off the charts.
I did go to the day 2 of the hearing, which it's not the trial, but all of it just seems to me it's just a delay tactic. You had his attorney, I think it was Stephen Politti, for making a request to have the police officer who administered the DUI test, he wants him to testify. This is before even jury selection now. He's alleging that how could Thomas Murphy be so intoxicated, as they say, that he had trouble standing up doing the way you do the walk and then you turn around. They said he almost fell over 3 times. But Politti maintains, well, how come he then walked over, told the police, walk over to my car, I want to talk to you. He's alleging, well, how could he do that if he's intoxicated? So it's all, they're really just looking for anything they can get. And you're probably right, to change the venue eliminates, I think, any last thing that could pop up. Because the only way that they win this case is with a pop-up.
Well, listen, they're going to have a technicality. If the cop did protocol the right way, eyes dotted, T's crossed, the guy had a medical event, Murphy did, we know. That's where they're going to lean heavily on that fact. But the one thing you can't get out of is the fact that you smelled like a bottle of vodka when you got out of that car. and he mowed down five kids. You know, that still is going to be the precedent of all as far as prosecutors are concerned. And Murphy's facing anywhere from 8 to 25 years. It's a tough one to defend. It really is a very tough case. Let's move on, though, for time purposes. The Bloods gang, they got him. 15 members, attempted murder, assault, racketeering, you name it. But it was a long investigation, mainly on the East End, right?
Yeah, correct. And I had been hearing for a couple of years that there are gangs on the East End, that you don't know it, but there are the Bloods and the Crips were out on the East End, as well as the MS-13. We found out a couple of years ago when the MS-13 tag was on the Southampton Town bathroom facility behind the bowling alley at Wildwood Lake. And now this comes through. This basically was a botched hit. There's no doubt about it. James Dean arrested. This is the whole story was detailed in Newsday. He was the gang leader. Jimmy Dean, 41, of Calverton. Terrell Latney, 39, of Riverhead, were running the operation, which included just about anything you could think of. But one of the things that they did was they ordered a shooting on Old Quag Road, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, and they did, you know, one of the guys, the gang members, did carry it out, except they got the wrong guy was sitting in the car at the wrong time. This was just south of the Riverhead traffic circle. But, yeah, they rounded up, what, I think seven or eight, Corey Belcher of Riverhead, Willie Belcher of Flanders, Roger Foster of Baiting Hollow, Eric Ross of Flanders as well. They were selling powdered crack cocaine, heroin, threats on rivals. But the Dean and Latney were charged with indictment with murder for that. That was a 2015 fatal shooting.
Interesting. Rob DePiro, the East End Report. You know, I always say be careful what you wish for, and that should apply to the folks out in East Quag. They, you know, incorporating their own deal, they want to. You have a final meeting with a vote to incorporate what? Next week, is it?
The vote is next week. It's Thursday, the 17th.
And I say be careful what you wish for as far as use as a template what had occurred over in Mastic Beach with Mastic, you know? So maybe one should be very careful of that.
And that was brought up last night at the meeting. One of the committee members to form the village said that Mastic Beach failed because they waited until they had the problems. Then they incorporated the 10-member board that sat at the front at the tables and answered questions to the audience. Said we want to look visionary and look into the future and prevent any problem that could happen in the future. We want to take care of it now by incorporating. And I did speak to one of the members, and it's always been speculated openly, is this really simply because it's the way for the Hills, that golf luxury golf course development formerly known as the Hills, is this an end around? Because town of Southampton has rebuffed it numerous times, and the one committee member was open about it. He says that this did in fact, the push to incorporate came after the town denied them.
Interesting. So we'll see what happens. October 17th, I do believe, is that date. So we'll see how that transpires. Rob DePiro, the East End Report. What's this 18-year-old Riverhead teenager arrested? I guess he was charged with trying to communicate with an elementary school student out of the William Floyd area. What's the latest with that?
Yeah, this is correct. Jonathan Savinsky, 18 years old, of Riverhead. His name was, released in court the other day. He worked as a custodian at one of the William Floyd elementary schools within that district. He's pleading not guilty. The situation was that he had left notes for a 7-year-old girl who attends that district that we employed, and I guess he was attempting to give her his cell phone number, maybe by way of notes, and you can only imagine the scene in the courtroom when he was arraigned, the father of the unnamed girl. He began leering and leaning, sitting in the front row, and pretty much was, you know, let him have it. He was just screaming. According to the Riverhead News Review, he shouted at the 18-year-old, "This is the beginning, comma, pedophile." He then yelled at the arrested person's parents, saying, "You know, I'm talking to you, pedophile family." He's charged, though, not as an adult, so I don't know how this works. He's 18. He didn't seem to get that much of a bail. It was $7,500 cash, $15,000 bond. And I think it was because it's a misdemeanor, because he's under the age of 19, and he could be granted youthful offender status by the judge, even if he's found guilty. This is according to the Riverhead News Review.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. The Hamptons International Film Festival, does that begin this weekend?
That technically kicked off last night. I drove past Guild Hall. They have the searchlights, you know, like it's Hollywood East. And after that gets bigger and bigger every year, Jay, one of the interesting things about it, you could be watching a movie with big-name stars, such as, say, 2 years ago when I went to see I, Tonya, and then the movie ends and the screen lifts up, and then there's, like, all of the stars in the movie, the six of them seated right there for a question and answer. Now, the big one is The Irishman is being premiered here before it hits the mainstream theaters, before it hits Netflix sometime at the end of November. So that'll be interesting to see if that long movie, by the way, when it ends, if you get to see De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci, and you know, and company on stage, either in East Hampton or Southampton. But of course, you know, a lot of people have already bought tickets to that. So, and the other two movies are Ford versus Ferrari and The Two Popes. But yeah, you'll see a lot of celebs walking in and out of Starbucks and everywhere this entire weekend, up until and including Monday night.
If you run into Robert De Niro for me, just say Trump. I want to hear what he has to say. And finally, I'll say this. You know, I was out, but the Ducks, it's almost like water off a duck's back with them winning another title. So congratulations to our Long Island Ducks.
Yeah, first title, really since 2014, I think, right? They've been to the last three or four, but they lost in the finals of each one. But Wally Backman, of course, he has his situation with the allegation against him by his ex-girlfriend in Riverhead, ongoing still. But he delivered in his first year as manager of the Long Island Ducks.
He did. He did. Listen, the guy can manage. The guy just can't stay out of trouble. That's Wally's problem.
And by the way, Jay, I picked the Yankees to actually upset, well, not upset, but without home field advantage. I think the Yankees have shown they could come into each team's park and beat their best pitcher on the road this year. So the Yankees just seem to have some kind of magic going this year.
Listen, you're the kiss of death. Be careful, please. Rob's report, sponsored by Esports Triangle Pub. Folks, check it out. 30 years in operation, family-owned and operated. They got all the specials, tap specials, NFL, the games, and everything else. Full menu, the best seafood around Esports. Triangle Pub, right on the main road. Sir, well done.
And
we'll
Jay,
talk to you next week.
Before I go, because I had to be intentionally murky, just YouTube Police Squad, Rex Hamilton, Abraham Lincoln, and you'll see exactly what I was referring to.
All righty. We'll make a note. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. We'll take a quick break. Jeannie, right after this.